Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
J.J. Redick is the name that stands out in the ESPN purge. This is our Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. About 20 veterans at ESPN were laid off last week in what the sports cable giant is calling a necessary cost-cutting measure, even though it says revenues increased in 2022. Among those cut were longtime football show host Susie Kolber, who has had the longest-running women's sportscaster for 38 years in a career that included the infamous sideline interview with Broadway Joe Namath, who was obviously inebriated when he said he would like to kiss Kolber. Max Kellerman, who hosted his own television and radio shows for ESPN, made $1 million a year and will likely catch on with another sports network for his versatility and brashness, like predicting the end of Tom Brady's career way prematurely. Also laid off was LaPhonso Ellis, who seemed to be a well-versed studio analyst for the ACC Network, and Jalen Rose, who grew into a respected talk show host and the former Michigan Fab Fiver who had the best TV career. Most of those who were spared are veterans with the largest following and fattest paychecks, like talk show Big Mouth Stephen A. Smith, college football play-by-play lead Chris Fowler, and late-night SportsCenter host Scott Van Pelt. A-listers like Kirk Herbstreit weren't even mentioned because he is an untouchable who could command a seven-figure salary at any other network should he leave ESPN. Equally not a surprise is the retention of J.J. Redick, the former Duke basketball star who joined ESPN after a 15-year NBA career during which he was considered a good player and great spokesman for the game. He was the first active NBA player to host a podcast and started his own media company from where he was tabbed by ESPN. Redick leaped onto the First Take set with Smith and some rotating cohorts, but his role grew, so did his popularity. He engages in just the right amount of banter, but his opinions are fact-based, and his knowledge of the game, players, and coaches is as good as anyone, including 25-year veteran Jay Billis. Redick is 39 to Billis' 59 and looks like he has the chops to replace his fellow Dukie when Billis decides to move into another broadcasting role. Former Duke players like Grant Hill and Jay Williams are overrated as broadcaster, but Redick seems like a sure shot to stay with ESPN for a long stretch, or as long as he chooses to be there. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.